As the line snaked around the perimeter of the house, all the furniture was pushed to the middle of the rooms to allow easier foot traffic, we made our way down the hallway toward the front of the house. We were led through a door and right into Linda's room. I wasn't ready for what I saw there. Linda's room had been completely stripped of any furnishings, wall hangings, even curtains. Just a bare room that reminded me of what my bedroom looked like when we were about to move, and you take one last look around to make sure you didn't forget anything. And there, in the middle of the room, positioned at an angle, was Linda's simple, wooden, handmade closed casket. I felt drawn in, and at the same time, deep grief. It was our family member who had done this. Being in the same room with Linda touched a deeper part of me. It was as if the grief extended past my intellect, past my emotions, and settled on a deeper ground of being. The door was closed behind us, and we stood there all on one side of the room, just the six of us alone with our thoughts and heartaches. No one said anything. We simply allowed the moment to be what it was. Tears were welling in my eyes, and anger stirred in my heart. Jen and her sister and her mom brought their hands to their cheeks to wipe away tears. Then the door opened, and in walked Linda's four friends. They'd heard we were there, and they came just to be with us, so we weren't so alone in this moment. They walked in without a word, closed the door behind them, and stepped together to the other side of the casket. With Linda between us, we made eye contact. They smiled and greeted us silently. I couldn't believe their kindness. They were here simply to help carry the load of grief they knew we were feeling right now. They were trying to make this pain easier for us. It felt like our job was to try and help them, but they were the ones doing that work now. A minute later, the door opened again, and in walked Linda's grandfather. He closed the door and walked right up to us with what I can only describe as joyful enthusiasm. He was genuinely glad to see us. He knew Wes from working with him on some jobs, and he certainly knew Vernon. He shook our hands, and by the time he got to the end of the line, he held Vernon's hand in both of his. With relief, gratitude, and even a measure of joy, he said, "Linda came home. Linda came home."